views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show, Psychic Cup of Coffee, with Kelly Sutliff on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a gifted psychic medium who has worked in her industry for over 14 years. During this hit show, Kelly will be offering inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief and share with people that the psychic world is very real. Psychic Cup of Coffee's message is simple. It's all about keeping psychic ability real and how it is a part of our world every single day. We just need to pay attention and listen. Are you listening? Call 1-800-930-2819 with your questions. Now here is your host, Kelly Sutliff.
Hey everyone, welcome to Psychic Cup of Coffee today. I am happy to be talking about my subject today, which is we're going to talk about crystals and where they came from and how they're used for healing and how they've been here forever and how there's a huge trend actually in using crystals today. It's really rather interesting to me when I look at this whole process because in some ways, you know, it's like we're regrouping what people have done for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know what, way back the Greeks and, you know, claimed actually the word crystal, and it actually came from the word ice because they were so, crystals are so clear, right? And so when I looked at this, you know what, it's like they just kept, you know, pushing, you know, the purities of things and how they would hold a crystal and how they would use it for healing and use it for a ceremony. And we actually, you know, crystals were always a part of the world. Egyptians used them. And it wasn't until actually when, you know, the church got involved where they were like, no crystals, you know, pagan, that kind of thing. But, you know, sometimes that church can kill a lot of good things, huh? So, but within it, there would be, they would call them amulets, and they would use their crystals. They almost look like kind of worry beads, if you've ever seen those, or crystals, or just like a bracelet. Think of a bracelet, how they all come together. And they would use the beads and use them for, you know, ceremony, like I said, or use them for healing, or just as a form of protection to have on them. So way back when, amber was a big type of stone, okay, and we're talking like 30,000 years ago. And amber beads were actually found about 10,000 years ago in Britain, showing, you know, these amulets and how they would be used. And it's interesting, even like jet, the beads, that color, which obviously is a black color, right? Those beads were used for, very popular, and I've used for the same type of thing also, and they would be in necklace form, and they would be in bracelet form in these, you know, amulets, and they would actually, they were found actually around grave sites, believe it or not, way back in Switzerland and Belgium. And so, you know, it shows you that actually even mines were used. They found mines, you know, in 4000 BC. So we've always had crystals in our world. We've always had that type of attraction and to, you know, their stones. And look at, you know, the stones that we pick to wear on our hands, right? Emeralds, diamonds, rubies, sapphires. Sapphires actually were like one of the stones that the church okayed after they kind of banned, you know, all the crystals back in 355 AD, saying that, you know, gemstones played kind of a bad role in their world, but they did keep one, actually. The church kept the sapphire as being something very powerful. And it was kind of the favorite gem back in the 12th century. And they even actually, this is kind of funny, they would say they realized, you know, agate, which is a beautiful crystal, they felt that if you wore the stone, the church did, that it would be more agreeable and persuasive towards God. So obviously, can you imagine the rush on agate stones back then? And so we use crystals as we're drawn to. It's really interesting. Whenever you go to, if you've ever gone to a crystal show or you just go to find crystals or, you know, if you collect them or what have you, I always say that whatever you're drawn to, whether whatever other color, if it's amethyst, if it's a gemstone of, onyx, moon, mossgate, moonstone, whatever it would be, or lapis, you are picking that because your body needs it for something. And, you know, it's also like I'm a firm believer, too, whenever you go into a bookstore, whatever book jumps off the shelf to you and gets put into your hands, that's what you're meant to read. And this, too, is crystals are very healing. Like I said, they bring in, you can almost feel the energy of a stone. Like if you put two different stones in your hands, you'll feel a vibration. You just do. And that's where, you know, we're so, think about like even children. They, you know, what do little boys and little girls do when they're around a beach, right? Or they're around a lake. They pick up a stone and they skip a stone, right, into the water. Or they collect them. You know what I mean? You know, we too collect them because Earth's energy is like the best energy, especially if it's coming from the land. And so it's important actually to not be intimidated or not afraid to use stones and put them in your pocket as a form of grounding. Because you know what? We're all a part of actually keeping ourselves grounded. We are so not grounded today. And I think it's very important that if you can find a small tool to keep you grounded, to leave your place where you, after you've meditated and you've held a stone, what happens is that resonance of the meditation, of the information that comes from you, that calm or whatever it is that when you're meditating, it resonates with you and it stays with you. So it kind of rubs off onto the stones that you would hold when you meditate. That's my theory anyways. And when it happens, what's really neat is that it stays with you. So it's kind of, kind of cool. So during your day, if let's say there's a rose quartz, a pink, which is a beautiful pink stone, and you've meditated with that stone, you know what? And you throw it in your pocket for the day. When you reach into your pocket and you grab that stone, that vibration that you had in the morning, when you were very calm, all of a sudden you feel that sense of it. So they kind of reverberate, you know, the energy that you're attracting. And that's what they're meant to do. And what's really neat is when you start to gravitate towards a certain stone. I don't know. I kind of funny because I think of them kind of like as my best friends. People might say, oh, Kelly, you're crazy. But there's certain stones that I will hold when I'm reading somebody, when I do a reading. And I hold on to, you know, certain stones. And it's funny. It's, you know, and it's almost like, you know, you just feel the vibration from them and it just keeps you calm or keeps you centered. And one of the stones that I work with a lot is the lapis stone, and lapiridite is what I use, or clear crystal. And those are actually often used for, you know, your chakras, to balance your chakras. And that's actually a really cool stone to have on you. Clear quartz is a power stone. It's kind of an energy amplifier. It helps you with concentration, increases your inspiration of things. And, you know, it's labradorite is more like related to dreams, illusion, imagination, psychic abilities. Kind of lets you perceive things around the beyond the physical plane of where we are now. So when I use those two stones when I read, just kind of, you know, not the information's coming from the stones. It's not. It's coming actually just from the me being the conduit. But it really helps you, you know what I mean, stay in that place. And that's what stones do. And for people to, you know, say, oh, that's crazy. No. Pick one up and see how it makes you feel or makes you feel different. And it's important that actually that, you know, when you work with stones and when you there's no right wrong way to do it. It's just how you feel. And that's an important piece to this whole process, is how you feel when you're using a stone. Because if it makes you feel, you know, energetic, then by all means, then that's what it's perfect for. It's regrouping with your aura here and your energy points of who you are. So there's no kind of magic formula for any type of stone, but there are stones that definitely feel differently. And only you can tell what that is. And oftentimes it's, you know, it's group, stones are grouped for their their importance of what, you know, whether it's to create, you know, balance, or whether it's to create, you know, abundance, or, you know, something that's supposed to be very healing, or form of protection. And those are the things that, those are the type of stones that you would want to gravitate to. So we're going to go through the list of stones actually at the after the break, and talk about actually their meanings, and talk about the importance of the, of grounding today, and why that so is important. So we're going to run to break, everybody, and we'll be back shortly to continue our conversation on crystals and how important they are in our lives.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions, and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Psychic Cup of Coffee, and we're talking about crystals today. We're talking about their importance and what they do for us and how they can actually be kind of your best friends in the essence where, you know what, they really can give you some great vibration. And in doing so, I mean, listen, they've been around forever and ever and ever, and they've been a part of history. Egyptians have used them. We're talking all the way back down to, you know, before Christ, 350 AD is, you know, when gemstones were played a really important role in everyone's world. People would gravitate towards crystals. They would use them for healing. Really kind of funny. that amethyst was actually used to prevent hangovers. How funny is that? So, you know, can you imagine, can't go out on a Friday night till I get my amethyst, you know what I mean? And so, you know, think about that, you know what I mean? That's how it was, they were used, you know, when I read, actually, amethyst is a huge stone for everybody today, right? It's a pretty popular one. And when you read what amethyst means, it means to enhance psychic ability, spiritual awareness. It calms the mind, enhances meditation, visualization. It's a stone of stability, strength, peace. And it's often used in trying to end addictions. Okay, so that's kind of funny. Look at that. Especially the part of, you know, the stability, ending addictions. You know, so everybody's who's, you know, having a good time on Friday and Saturday night, you know, the amethyst should be in your pocket, right? So it's funny how, you know what, when you look at the history of a stone and then you go forward into, you know, what it actually means in amethyst, and, you know, amethyst is such a popular stone. You can't go into a store or a metaphysical store and not see big chunks of amethyst. I would say it's probably one of the most popular and it's a very popular, you know, stone in a ring form, right? The beautiful purple that it is. So, you know, it's got, you know, there's so many historical references, you know, to the stones. And there's, you know, when I look back actually in the history, they would basically be using stones for magic formulas, right? And so they would use it for, you know, to create abundance or create something good. And Egyptians used, you know, they're pretty famous for some of the stones that they used, and they were using lapis and lazuli and turquoise and emeralds and carmelian and clear quartz were some of the abundance of stones that they used. And when you look at, you know, lapis and lazuli, it's a stone of the divine feminine energy. It is understanding oneself and others, higher principles of the universe. It brings acceptance, serenity, knowledge, wisdom, perfection. Protection enhances dream work, psychic abilities, and promotes attunement to source. Now, if that doesn't sound very that sounds total Egyptian, right? And they were so into the feminine, which is really cool, and they're goddesses, and, you know, where, you know, to me, in a lot of ways, it was like they use the feminine actually as a strength, so much so in their ideology of things and what they believed in. And it shows, obviously, you know, through their religious ways and aspect of things when you look at that. So if, you know, lapis and lazuli was really a part of their essence in their world, you know what I mean? It would make sense there, you know what I mean, to be a part of that. And, you know, clear quartz is just an awesome crystal. Everybody should have that one. You know, clear quartz is a real power stone. It's an energy amplifier. It can help with concentration, increases inspiration, creativity. It's also, you know, stores, releases, regulates, purifies energy. It's a spiritual, physical, and mental dimensions. Okay. Now, some people say, okay, Kelly, you know, it's just how I roll in this house. Clear quartz. All my kids have a clear quartz. And they have it actually where they study. I don't have TVs in the room, so I'm kind of that mom. They have a clear quartz that they use and have it by their bedside. You know, and they also, you know, have it around where they study by their desks. And you know what? I'm also like throwing it in their pocket or their backpacks when they go to school. So it really does have this cool vibration, and oftentimes, you know, even if you take a stone what I'll do too is to kind of clear my psychic soul or my third eye, which is my, you know, your forehead area is where your psychic self is in that chakra area. If you bring a quartz up into to place on your forehead, you will just see clarity. You will feel the clarity. You will have, you know, that calmness come, you know, all that kind of banter that we get in our head all the time that we forget. And we, you know, get so caught up in the details. If you do that, just, I know it sounds crazy, but if you try it, watch how your body reacts to it. And that's an important piece that, you know what, if you have a stone, it's important to use it. even when back in the day, as I'm saying, you know, they always use stones to protect and for health. And topaz, actually, which was, you know, that beautiful color, gold, yellow color, you know, the Egyptians used to use actually to, you know, hold or whatever by their bedsides to prevent night terrors, you know, or bad dreams, right? And so, you know, they would have that. And it was also, too, green stones were a big piece to their world, where they would use it to, it was like, you know, to heal the heart, to prevent disease. So emerald was a really big part of, you know, their essences, and where they would, or any type of green type of stone they would use also. Speaking of green stones, jade is a really important one. Think about jade. Okay, so it's a healing stone. It's from China, South America. You know, jade is one of those stones that is wonderful working with the heart chakra, balancing male-female energies, helping with, you know, dysfunctional relationships. Jade instills confidence, harmony, peace, fidelity, maybe calming to the nervous system. And that's, when you look at that too, it's like, you know what, jade is, you know, something that we should all have in our pocket too. Just for the aspect of not having dysfunctional relationships. Okay, how about that one? So, you know, that's a real key component. So you look at that, you know, even when I'm looking at, like, the stone I talked about before, jet, which was found actually all around, you know, grave sites, you know, back in, you know, Switzerland and Belgium. And what jet represents is working almost like an energetic filter. It is wonderfully for grounding stone. It has intense purification, protection properties. Jet is known for clearing the aura, disharmonious energy, unreasonable fears. So that in itself right there, when you think about, okay, if it was picked up all around in amulets kind of thing in reference to death and crossing over and transition, that would be makes sense to me of why that was found, you know, back in Belgium and in Switzerland around those grave sites, because, you know what, it has those components, healing the heart, balancing male-female energies, you know what I mean? It's an important piece to that. Also, you know, it's an intense purification stone for protection of fears. So that's a piece, you know, a really cool thing also that, you know, we're constantly, when you're in the mode of, or not mode, when you're in the process of healing, I should say, you know, when there's been a transition of someone that you love, you know what, that's why it would be a real form of protection of a stone. And I can see where they would use that. You know, one thing that's really interesting is kyanite is a bit balancing stone. And that's a really strong type of stone for like a natural pain reliever. It has a high vibration. It helps raise consciousness levels. It's excellent for meditation, dream recall, psychic awareness. One of the few stones that never requires cleaning. Kyanite can balance all the chakras. So kyanite is really good because, you know what, you can basically, it's a, you know, with your stones, you have to clear your stones oftentimes, which it's, you can, as simple as like when there's a full moon, you can throw them out outside, clear your stones and say a prayer over them and they get cleared just by nature. Or you can, you know, use a type of clearing spray, like a sage spray, or when you sage your home, you know what I mean? In saging that, your home to clarify, to purify. That is wonderful to use actually. And you just put your little stones, you know, on your kitchen counter and you do your thing. And that's a really important piece because, you know what, you have to remember that when you hold a stone or when someone else holds a stone of yours, they're taking their vibration and they're throwing it on there. So, you know, it's energetically, just remember, we all have to Purell once in a while, okay, for the stones. And, you know, you have to be able to, you know, do that to clear out. But it's, so it the energy sticks with you. The energy stays with you is what I'm trying to say. So kyanite is a fantastic stone. It's used for, people use it in when they do healing or Reiki with cancer patients. It's a great stone to give to somebody if they've ever been, they're in, you know, kind of dire straits, even if they just keep it under their pillow when they're sick. And it's a very drawing out stone. So it draws out the illness is what I'm trying to say. So kyanite's a really, really, really awesome stone to have. So that's something, too, that you might want to, you know, pick up, which is good, especially if you've been under the weather and sick with a traumatic illness, too. So we're going to run to break, everybody, continue our conversation on stones, and we'll be back in a moment.
When I think about your loving, the sunny evenings, the fun we used to share, looking through the memories in my mind.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
Hey, everybody, I'm telling you right now, everybody should have a piece of fluorite in their around them. We're talking crystals today. Let me tell you what fluorite means or what it does. It heightens our intuition. It can bring order out of chaos. How about that? Providing stability, and it helps in concentration. It is thought to protect against computer and electronic stresses. It can help maintain impartiality, basically, you know, reducing one's emotional involvement in the situation, encouraging it to see both sides. So it's a huge clarity stone. And that's really important because, you know what, you have to look at our world today. Think about it. We are so vibed up, right? We're with our phones, with our internet, with our computers, all this electronic stuff just bamboozling us constantly. What a word, right? Bamboozle. But it's just constantly always around us, within us. And it's always, you know, we're just always on. Whether we want to, we can be sitting next to our computer and we're on because we're getting that vibe from it all. So think about grabbing a piece of that too, because you know what? That's a really awesome piece to be able to, you know, have it not be to clarify you. Because you know what? I really think this whole, you know, energetic mess that we created, which great with technology and all that we do, but it also has really hurt our sense of energy and our sense of chakras and our sense of keeping things balanced. And, you know, why is everybody so tired today? Think about that. Everyone is so tired. And I think part of that is, you know what, we're getting a lot of vibration that we're not, our senses and our bodies aren't ramped up for or not ready for. And I think this also has something to play with it. So, you know, it'd be curious to see if everybody, you know, grabbed a few of these stones that I've been talking about and see and how they use them and to see if it starts to make a difference. And that's, you know, it becomes a huge purity, a huge clearing of you, which is really good. One of my favorite stones actually is a garnet, and it's really the divine feminine stone. And this is like love, passion, and health, balance, energy, serenity. It assists with commitment, devotion, love, stability. And garnets were really one of those stones that actually, they're very old stone. Like I have actually my grandmother's garnet stone that is just beautiful. And it's just that deep, deep, deep red color. And it's a beautiful ring because it's placed in rose gold. And that's something that, you know what, is really, really, I'm drawn to that because it is about the divine feminine for me and working within that and keeping, you know, love, passion within your world, keeping balance of energy, serenity, and, you know, and it helps. And it's funny when you have, you know, rings and stuff like that. As women, we wear a lot of rings, right? And the ones that you're attracted to, whether it be like, one of my birthstone is aquamarine, and because I'm a March birthday, and that's tagged as the hope stone, and it's a life-giving properties. It improves communication, persistence toward goals. It reduces stress, tolerance, judgment of people, and that's I tend to not wear that stone a lot, but when I do, you pick stone rings for a reason, and you know so. I kind of alternate between, you know, the aquamarine to, you know, the amethyst stone that I have. And then you also have, you know, a lot of blue type of stones that I wear. And so it's cool. Like, you know what I mean? It's kind of like whatever the mood of the day is. And I don't even think we realize that we are grabbing a stone, you know, that's really probably it's picking us to wear that day. And that's what's nice too, is that when you start to, you know, use it and you start to work with it, it's something that actually continually gives energy back to you. So it's much more healing. It's something that can ground you. And who doesn't want that, right? We're always running around, racing around in our world. You know, who doesn't want a little grounding, a little stability? And funny story. So my husband is, you know, he used to be one of those kids, you know, way back when you could go away to camp. And he grew up in, to like mining camp. And he grew up in the city in Boston from a family of eight in Dorchester. And, you know, so his summers, you know, let's ship the kids off or get them out of here. There was a program through MIT, and he would actually go mine. Okay, they would mine. Like, so they'd take these little kids, pop up tents for like 2 or 3 weeks or whatever in the summertime, and they would go and mine, and they would get to go into, you know, the old mines up in, you know, Maine and New Hampshire and do their thing, and they would have beautiful, he'd come back with like, you know, beautiful pieces of amethyst or garnet or, you know, fluorite and all kinds of huge pieces, like stuff you can do. Well, now, you know, that since they don't do that anymore because obviously, you know, the law came involved and they were afraid somebody was going to get hurt, but he had the privilege to be able to do that. Well, that sparked an interest for him, right? And he's a collector of, you know, all types of crystals and stones and everything. And so what's happened is actually, which I never knew this, but, you know, I go for the stones that give me the energy. And he goes for the stones that are more he's a collector of things. And when the metaphysical world took off, okay, in the last like 15 years, let's say, and soon as like that world changed, that people started realizing again, even though it's been there forever, back to the Egyptian ages, that stones have an important metaphysical weight to us, right? And they can give us great vibe and great energy and help us in healing or grounding, whatever you choose. And then as soon as that got shifted, people started gravitating to all these stones, and the marketplace just took off, where people who are, you know, dealers of these stones, like their businesses have quadrupled, okay, because that's the trend. People are regrouping. They're coming back to what used to work, and they're seeing their benefits with this. So my husband saw, like, on Craigslist that someone was getting rid of, you know, their collection. Good old Craigslist, right? Getting rid of their collection. And so he said to me one day, he goes, Kelly, you know what? I think I'm going to call this guy. He's offering, you know, this collection, you know, for like, you know, it's like $500 or something like that. And I'm thinking, okay, you know, all right, but like, how many more rocks are you going to buy? And, but, you know, when you go to buy, you know, a crystal or a stone, he would spend, you know, a couple $100. So I'm thinking, hey, a gold collection for $500, that's pretty good. So he goes, I'm just going to go and check it out. So he goes to town around us called Revere, and it was from an auction place. And I don't hear from him all day. I'm busy during my day. And he was going off there in the morning to grab, you know, to look at this collection. So I walked in the house, like around, you know, 6 o'clock that night after getting kids and running around all day. And I hear, hey, Kel, come in here. I'm in the great room. I go into the great room in my home and I'm like, oh my God, there are boxes, crates, all on top of the bar, all on the floor. Another shipment was coming the next day. They couldn't fit it all in the van and it was going to be delivered. I'm like, what did you do? Well, there was an academy, Milton Academy, which is a real prestigious academy in Massachusetts, in Milton, Mass., was getting rid of their collection. And somebody was giving like a $15 million endowment. They cleared out all their stuff. There was dinosaur fossils. There was all kinds of fossils, relics, stuff back to the 1800s, 1700s of original collections. And it was sitting in my great room. And my husband picked it up for $500. So for months, he'd be in the garage going through stuff. I mean, it was amazing. It was like, you know, the ultimate in explorer find, right? And, you know, all here, you know, in where we live. And so finally, we ended up, you know, giving some to schools, giving, you know, out to people, you know, and we kept what we had and the whole thing. But, like, the teachers, like, would love to come over. And they, too, like, had this big excursion. We're going through things and, you know, really, really funny story. But, yeah, that's how kind of our world goes sometimes. So I have this beautiful collections of things and you know, really cool mementos of part of things that we had kept. But the neat thing is that it's so important to, you know, see how things find you. And it certainly found us that day. So we're going to run a break. Everybody come back and continue our conversation about how important stones are.
Hey! Jenna, Jenna. Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
So everybody, we're back to Psychic Cup of Coffee. I was telling that funny story about my husband who picked up Milton Academy's collection, and it ended up at my house. It took him months and months to go out and finish, you know, going through it all. And it was really funny because they must have just like said, okay, get this out of here. You know what I mean? And when they did, like, things were wrapped in really old newspapers and old papers that, you know, had grades on it from, you know, the 1960s and 70s from, you know, kids, and they just grabbed whatever, and they were in these crates. So when you would open it up, it would be like, you know, it was amazing because you would see things, and they would have the dates on them, or they would have a piece of paper or you know, something etched in it or what have you. So it was just, like, amazing to me to think, okay, one, the crazinesses of it all, you know, that here my husband sees something on Craigslist and goes to an auction, or a guy who's an auctioneer who, you know, yeah, somebody had a buddy and said, hey, Harry, can you come over and get this for me? And, you know, get rid of it. We got to get it out of here. We're starting the construction on the new phase of this. And they found all the stuff, and then, you know, it was amazing to me, you know, the details of things, and then old things that were like in this mine that they, you know, never, the mines are closed. You can't even find stuff anymore. So it's really neat. You know, we even gave like you know, there was like, you know, dinosaur, you know, teeth and, you know, those kind of things. Like we gave them to our dentist, you know what I mean? When the little kids come in and they get afraid, they can hold the dinosaur tooth, you know what I mean? And, you know, just crazy. Like, you know, there was even a sample of dinosaur poop, if you can believe that. So, you know, all petrified, obviously. But it's, to me, like it was just amazing. But so, you know, there's certain, even when that all happened, you know, and here I come in and, you know, me and the girls are laughing because we're like, hey, you know, can any of these things be, these garnets and different things, can they be made into, you know, a stone for us? And, but it was so cool, you know, from the metaphysical properties of things, where he'd be like, Kelly, hold this. What do you think? Kelly, hold this. What do you think? And, you know, I was buzzing to say the least, you know what I mean? From the vibes of all this play, you know, of the things that we'd received. And the neat thing though, is that, so many schools benefited from it because, we were able to give that off to schools. And so, especially in the grade schools. And what's kind of sad to me though, is that, you know what, we used to learn, they used to teach a lot of the curriculum on stones and you know, where they came from and you know, all about all that stuff. And, you know, if you're talking about iron ore or whatever, you know, why not hold a sample of it, right? And kids get it then, right? Because all kids are so visual and learning. And our curriculum has changed so much where they don't talk about, you know, Earth's resources anymore and where things come from because, you know, all these teachers in their curriculum in the States are so busy about kids passing MCATs and state-mandated programs and, you know, nobody gets to just really learn and see an excitement of things where, you know, that could be a whole other show, the problem of what I feel, you know, with education and kids today. But that's an important piece is that, you know what, it's really neat to think that, you know, you can give children exposures to things. And we were able to, you know, do that. And when we had the teachers over, actually from the Andover school system, and they came over, it was a super hot day. It was crazy hot. And, you know, they all had their waters and they were sitting in our garage and they were all like going through and you could tell they just wanted to take more and more and more and they were all welcome to take it. You know, but it was just like, you know, they were like, okay, where are we going to put all this stuff? And, but yeah, to think, you know, Milton Academy's, you know, whole program was at my house at one point. So that's what's crazy to me, too, to think, okay, you've gotten this endowment and you just toss all this stuff that's been, had such history related to things. And you didn't even bother giving it off to another school. But we kind of set the record straight there, and we did, gave it off to a lot of schools, which was nice. So so people could go and enjoy, or I should say children could go and enjoy it. So that's, you know, an important piece. So see, you know what, we took those healing rocks and all those examples to create healing and development with it, which was kind of a neat concept. But so when we get back to actually kind of the last few things I want to say about crystals and healing, just try it. Try it, you'll like it. That's a famous saying from the 1970s. Remember, you know, Life Cereal? I talk about that actually in my book. But it's important to just go grab a stone. Go into, you know, a healing center or go grab whatever you're attracted to or go online and look for, you know, in something that really makes you like, wow, that's cool, that real cool feeling that you get when you see something, then you're meant to have it. So get it and use it. And I think today when I talked about the importance of it and how you just sit with the energy and you sit with your stone and hold it in your hand and, you know, we're all tactile, right? We're all in touch it, feel it, sense it type of energy. And that's what it actually will do, you know, with you too. You know, the neat thing is that there's no wrong stone. There's obviously some stones that, like we talked about today, that have some super cool meanings of what their vibration is, and you can go seek that stone out. But it's also, too, is when you're just in the plethora of the space, when you're looking at stones, then you know what? You actually then, you know what? Grab that one, because that's what you're meant to get. That there's something with it. And then research what the stone is. That's always a good component, because when you then research it, then you'll say, hey, that's why I grabbed that stone. So it's important actually to, you know, remember that, gosh, crystals, stones have been around forever and ever and ever. They've been a part of our world. They've been a part of every, you know, every component of us, right? They're given to us as peace offerings. They're given to us in love. They're given to us, you know, in things that we wear on our hands and on bracelets, necklaces. And, you know, who doesn't like, you know, a beautiful piece of jewelry that with a beautiful stone that resonates with that? You know what? Just even when you put that on, it makes you feel good. If it makes you feel well, right? And so in that process of it all, you know what? Really gravitate towards whatever picks you. And that's something that will be the formula that's actually going to help you and be a part of a new kind of realm of energy, because we need to balance ourselves. We need to balance our chakras, balance our energy fields. You know, we're constantly being bombarded with technology and energetic things that go all around us, from computers, phones, iPhones. Oh my God. And if everybody doesn't like leave their phone away from their bedside, I want to be like scream, especially with my kids and everybody else, because okay, it's interrupting your sleep patterns. How about that? You know what? You're meant to be off during 8 hours of the night, not to be on. So you know what? It might be well to get, you know, a piece of kyanite to sit by your bedside or by your phone, so you're not going to pick up all that crazy energy that your phone can give you. Or, you know what, grabbing, you know, a clear quartz is a big power stone to help you with, you know, grounding and concentration. Give that to your children in there. How about that? Give that to your children as a gift for the holiday and say it's a magical stone that's going to help you study better. And kids love that kind of thing. Or, you know what, pick a stone for somebody that you feel that they need. And, you know what, there's nothing better than for someone to get something that's raw or in reference to, you know, a stone or a crystal. You know what, and that's what's healing to everybody. So remember, there's different venues for everybody to use, especially when it comes to crystals. There's tons of information out there on the net. And books all about stones and what they can do for you. I suggest that you gravitate towards that. Google a little bit and see what works for you. And there's wonderful dealers out there that can help you and provide stones for you too. So it's been great talking about this fun subject today. We'll chat next week. And I thank you for tuning in to Psychic Cup of Coffee today.
You've been listening to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff. Tune in for this hit show every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, offering inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they've lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Psychic Cup of Coffee's message is simple. We just need to pay attention and listen. Are you listening? For more information and to contact Kelly, visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com or call 978-420-8213. Again, that's 978-420-8213. See you next week!
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst, so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.